Well, this past week and leading into this week, we celebrate some really marvelous feasts in the church. This past Thursday, we celebrated the Feast of the Archangels. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the Little Flower, a very beloved saint in our modern age. And today, of course, we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels. And on Tuesday, we'll celebrate another beloved saint, St. Francis of Assisi. But this past Friday, on September the 30th, we celebrated one of my favorite saints, as the church celebrated the Feast of St. Jerome, a priest and a doctor of the church. Born in 342 in present-day Croatia or Slovenia, St. Jerome was educated by a Roman grammarian in both Latin and Greek, and very early on he became an expert linguist in those areas. Eventually, being ordained a priest, he was asked by Pope St. Damasus I, whom he served as secretary to, he was asked because of his linguist expertise to finish translating the sacred scriptures, the Bible, from Hebrew and Greek into Latin, thus producing what was called the Latin Vulgate, which has been the principal translation of the sacred scriptures since Jerome's time. All other vernacular translations typically stem from St. Jerome's translation. St. Jerome also wrote extensively about theological topics, and he has written beautiful commentaries on the scriptures themselves. Well, after living a holy life of great Christian sanctity and tenacity, he died in Bethlehem in the year 420. The Catholic Church has, since the time of his death, held St. Jerome in very high esteem and honor, especially because of his translation of the Bible so that it could be more available to more people, and also because of his staunch defense of the Catholic faith. But St. Jerome was also very human. He had his flaws. St. Jerome would be what one would consider to be an old curmudgeon. St. Jerome was a grouch. But his life proves to us that indeed God can make saints even out of grouches. But St. Jerome is one of those saints who indeed can be very relatable, who can also see the working of God's grace in his life in order to work with his faults and failings to raise him up to be a great saint. But St. Jerome, I think, maybe had some reason to be a bit of a grouch back in his day. Because back when he lived, there were many in the Catholic Church who had fallen into worldliness and vice, concerned with the things of this world. And St. Jerome would not be quiet about it. His sarcastic wit and his staunch defense of the faith came with an edge of grouchiness and old curmudgeonness. And there were times when he took his sarcasm and grouchiness probably a little too far, which was a fault that he was well aware of. But he lived in an age, which was nearly a century beyond the end of the major Christian persecutions, where many held up and practiced the so-called Church of Nice, not wanting to really be challenged or even challenging, but overtly concerned with worldliness and looks and reputation. And St. Jerome even wrote about and put in their place those church patrons who were overly concerned with how they looked, even mentioning the fact that they would cake on their makeup on their face. And they were people who embraced a much more worldly view. St. Jerome rightly warned against worldliness, over sentimentality, intellectual shallowness, and cowardice. He reminds us to fight the good fight with all our might. And if he ever descended into sarcasm and satire, he was always aware of his own weakness and temptations to not carry it too far. He knew that he had to fight in order to overcome his flaws and failings. As one brother priest wisely notes, the fact that St. Jerome is celebrated in the midst of the Feast of the Archangels, of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, of St. Francis of Assisi, and of course the Guardian Angels, it reminds us that the army of saints, which of course includes the heavenly host of angels, the army of saints needs little flowers. The army of saints needs those holy friars who preach to the birds. But it also needs saints who have true grit. The army of saints needs saints that have true grit. You probably remember John Wayne playing Rooster Cogburn in that movie True Grit, where he plays a marshal who is hired by a girl whose father had been murdered, and Rooster Cogburn is hired to go and to track down her father's murderer and bring him to justice. But we need some Rooster Cogburn Catholics, in addition to the sweet angels and the little flowers like St. Therese and the gentle, devout friar types like St. Francis of Assisi that we find in the church that enrich the life of the church. St. Jerome was one of those curmudgeon Rooster Cogburn Catholics who had true grit, and he spoke up for the truth, doing so out of a love for Christ and the church and a desire to save souls, and he didn't apologize for it. He didn't apologize for speaking the truth and speaking it boldly. Even though God had to keep his temperament, his curmudgeonness, his grouchiness in check and give him the grace that he needed in order to become a saint, nevertheless, God still used his temperament in order to preach the truth and defend the faith. That's why Jerome's curmudgeon style is just a spice that we need in the midst of the feast that we celebrate this week. He gives some salt in the dish to accent the sugar. He adds some bite to the battle and gives a boost to all those who wait to counter the worldliness, the foolishness, and the trumpery of the world. He reminds us that we need prophetic voices in the church to call a spade a spade. He reminds us that we need scholars who are saints and saints who are scholars. He reminds us that we need courageous Catholics in love with Jesus Christ who will fight the good fight of faith and never give in to the cowardice that the world may pressure us into. In the second reading that we heard today, St. Paul says to St. Timothy, "I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control." He did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but that of power, the power of the Holy Spirit, that of love, the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, and the power of self-control. That is, the grace to overcome our unruly passions that lead us into sin and that damage our relationship with Almighty God. As the prophet Habakkuk tells us today, the just one, because of faith, shall live. So let us be just and righteous in the Lord's sight, to shy away from sin and to be faithful to Almighty God. If we do so, we shall certainly live, and we will live forever with God in heaven, with all of the heavenly hosts, including that old curmudgeon, St. Jerome. But let us strive to live up to that line in the gospel that says to us today, "We are but unprofitable servants. We have done what we have been obliged to do." My brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. Let us be courageous. Let us live in God's merciful love. That's what we are obliged to do. And that's what will get us to heaven. As I like to say time and time again, the saints are the greatest advertisement for the Catholic faith. For each one of the saints reveals a vital aspect of Christ our Lord, whom we are all called to imitate. If St. Francis of Assisi reminds us of Jesus' gentleness and his love of poverty, and if St. Therese of Lisieux reminds us of his love of children and the need to become like little children, then St. Jerome reminds us of the Lord's intellectual acuity, his sharp, truthful tongue, his willingness to be controversial for the sake of the truth, and his ability to cut straight to the point without mincing words, to criticize the religious hypocrites, and to live a radical life devoted to God and to God alone. A saint with true grit. Long live those saintly curmudgeons. Praise God for holy human saints like St. Jerome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.